शांति। ओम प्रेम। यू नो व्हाट इज प्रेम? प्रेम मीन्स लव। प्रेम इट्स अ अफेक्शन, क्लोजनेस विद ईच अदर, इट्स कॉल्ड प्रेम। ओम आनंद। आनंद मीन्स यू नो व्हाट इज आनंद? आनंद मीन्स नो एंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, अनएंडिंग हैप्पीनेस। जनरली वी से प्लीज टू मीट यू, राइट? बट दिस इज नॉट ओनली जस्ट A one thing question. Translation is needed for any language. Anyone in any language, is translation needed? No, English, everyone understand. You are translating here. It's fine. Very good. From which country? Achha. Wonderful. Welcome. Big zeal, Brazil, zeal and enthusiasm. Yes, that is the meaning of Brazil. Not only two aspects, zeal is actually the deep wish, desire, enthusiasm. But along with that, courage is also needed. Zeal always goes with zeal and enthusiasm. But if, for example, if I have to climb the mountain in enthusiasm, I climb the mountain. But then, oh, it is so high, it is so big. What happens then? Then this courage is missing. But if you have courage, confidence will come, and zeal and enthusiasm will become wings to go. Like Baba said today, that Raman has created a cage, put us in prison. And Baba comes and opens the gate. But we have to make sure that, okay, the gates are open, the windows are open, the cage is open. Do I have any kind of burden still? If a burden and bondage is there, then even the doors of the cage are open. You cannot fly. So zeal, enthusiasm, courage and confidence, but at the same time, weightless. No weight means no heaviness. The biggest weight is of waste. And negative weight. No, you. I think all of you are experienced that in when you have in the kitchen waste from the whole day, vegetables, peels. You wash something. You want to clean your vegetables, etc. And waste you put in the waste box. By the evening, right, or by the weekend, or week when the dustman comes for to collect the dust, how heavy it is, right? So waste has the highest weight, biggest weight, and especially the Please come in front, near. So weightless, light, freedom. Actually, I was meeting, I also have enthusiasm, no? So I came straight from the, from Abu Road. I had train today, came in the morning, supposed to come 5 o'clock train. It arrived 7:15. From Abu Road, I quickly, as soon as the train stopped, I jumped out. In the car I sat, and because the time was announced that I am going to meet you. So I also have enthusiasm, like fresh, ready. And yeah, those who need translation, better to make the arrangement proper for proper translation. What is the best meeting? The best meeting is meeting in silence. The moment mind becomes silent, silence is possible only when the soul is beyond this worldly physical environment, beyond sound. Silence exists in God's love. Silence exists in satisfaction. Silence exists an experience when there's no worry, absence of worry, absence of tension. Silence is experienced when the soul is going deep, turned within, and is able to keep the self beyond the influence of these sense organs. What creates sound in our mind? The external influences. Or what else creates sound in our mind is the impressions that I myself have come from the past and did not become detached observer of that. That expresses in then why it happened, how could it happen, it should not have happened, it was unnecessary. It is unnecessary and I am thinking it is unnecessary. It was waste and I am thinking it is waste. In order to prove waste is waste, I am making waste which was not waste, which has to teach me something. Right? So, and Baba, today we are going to actually practice silence. Is this Vijay Bhai? Today is silence day, no? So better I don't speak much. But it is the day of loveful meeting, greetings and welcome. Of course, you have had your welcome program 17th. And I was not here. But it is now the system. Every day, meeting those who have come new, and so meeting and greeting every day for new ones. But I have not met you. So for example, maybe some came yesterday, some came day before yesterday, and so for me is the best day. Right? Yesterday, day before yesterday, today is the best day, because it is the day you are going to experience or express or communicate with Baba in silence, in sweet silent home. And Baba said today in Murli, when there is total detachment from everything and you are lost in Baba's love, nothing else exists. It is the meeting and greeting of Baba the Beloved and I the lover. I love him. He is my beloved. But he then returns me the power, the love that is so deep and strong that that impression remains for the whole cycle. That's why we remember him. And if we are not able to experience love, we are so desperate that I don't experience God's love. I don't experience God's love. And God says, but every day I am speaking to you, my sweet children, I have come to take you back home, my sweet children, you were living with me in the soul world, in bodiless stage, and so do you think that that is not love? Please accept my love, recognize my love. It's my love that I have come from the soul world to the corporeal world. I am always silent, and because of you I come to speak. Right? The whole cycle I don't speak. And because of love for you, I come to speak to you. And don't you believe that this is love? Or it is I come to give you what is called lectures? No, no. I have come to talk to you. Where there is love, there is conversation. And I also have love. That's why I want to converse, have conversation with you. But today is not the day of conversation. Today is the day of meeting. And this meeting is also greeting with great love, because we belong to one Baba, one family, one world, one goal, one school. So we are school friends. We are children of the same family members. We are also working with the same company. We are working with the same company because all of us have same job. Right? All of us have the same job. Which job we have? Anyone who is without job, the company is offering you job, right? So no one can remain. So God has love, and He says, I love you so much and I trust you so much, because my job is to liberate the souls from sorrows, and I make you my companion to help me to liberate others from sorrow. I have come to purify you. And not only you, I have come to purify the whole world. And I cannot do that work alone. So I thought, God, you are almighty. And you say I cannot do this work alone. What is the secret in it that you say you cannot do? Are you not so powerful that you can do anything so quickly? He says, you don't know. Do you know the secret? Because I want your company. Understand? I want you and I trust you that you can do this job. So you don't feel alone. In order to give you company, I want your company. Right? So come, I have come to you and you have come to me. Not only to serve yourself, but you have come to liberate all souls from the cage of Ravana. So this is, I trust you. And it is also stories about that it is not only Rama alone liberated the Sita. He took the army of monkeys. People think this monkey. But in fact the people, those who have had the character of like monkeys, jumping from one branch to another, another to another, attachment to that extent that the babies died and the mother keeps this dead body with her until she gets another baby. She gets pregnant. She makes sure that, yes, another one I have to cling with. And if someone is very angry, they say, why are you growling like monkey? Right? Attachment. Fickle mind. Anger. So this is what our character had become. And so he, and then people think that our ancestors were monkeys. You remember this? They say our ancestors were monkeys. But we were ancestors ourselves. And we think scientifically there's no proof. But in fact, in reality it is right that our character had become like monkeys. And we ourselves were that. So that's why ancestors were monkeys. But God made them deities. And what wonder these monkeys did. That monkey don't fly, but Hanuman could flew. He flew so high, took up of the mountain, and he brought the mountain on his hand, flying with it on this planet. And this Rama's brother Lakshman had become unconscious. Means, we had become unconscious. Lakshmi's aim and object. We had forgotten what is the aim and object of ourselves. And so he then awakens them. So God himself did not do that. He did this from his army and his helper who could awake, make conscious again unconscious people. And Baba says, you are my messengers. You make unconscious conscious. Another thing is that Sita was in prison of Ravan, and Hanuman went there to give the message that you let Sita free. He says, no, I won't. And he says, my God, my Supreme is so powerful that he will destroy you if you don't let Sita liberated. He says, I don't know he is powerful. He said, do you want to know my power? So two examples is, one is that Angad put his foot on this ground and said, okay, if you have the power, you can shake my feet. And the whole army tried to shake them, this foot. But they say, have you nailed your leg on this earth? Cannot. Baba says that because you were jumping from here and there, now I have connected you, made you so unshakable, so strong, so powerful, that Ravan cannot shake you, cannot create fear in you, cannot create tension in you. So it is his proof of his love that he trusts us. Love means that you trust. Love means you need company. Love means you share inner feelings, what you have in your heart. And God shares all things with us. So Murli itself is a proof, the conversation that Baba gives. And so you are here. Baba said today, there you have so much your work that you don't have time to enjoy especially and collect power. So here is the time you can make your best time of whatever you want to collect. But it is also important that you have come here to empty yourself from the, if anything is waste, right? Baba, this waste Baba can burn, incinerate, is a very powerful fire. So our fire of love and his power of love will incinerate the waste, burn out the waste, finish the waste. And in return, he gives us lightness, happiness, joy, freedom, inner power. And that's why, of course, you must have come with an aim to make yourself full, powerful. I don't want to continue, because otherwise it will become a class, right? But when I see you, I see so many beautiful things, so many beautiful faces, so I then begin to share speciality of everyone. I am happy to see you. This is called Anand. Now I greeted with you, Om Shanti, Om Prem, Om Anand. No end of happiness, eternal happiness, constant happiness, unshakable happiness, faith and love.